请坐。下面把时间交给高弟兄。弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
刚刚我们弟兄把今天父亲节基本上的那个经义都讲得很清楚了。
The brother just introduced us the meaning of Father's Day.
我们感谢神。
And thanks to the Lord.
我们可以成为天父的儿女。
That we can call ourselves children of God.
都是我们的福气。
And that is our grace.
这实在是莫大的恩典。
And this is an amazing grace.
我们今天还是继续的来讲一个分享一个题目是为父的心。
So today let's share the message of the heart of a father.
我们先来读一段圣经。
Let's read a couple verses together.
以弗所书六章一到四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4.
我们PowerPoint 已经打出来，我们一起来念。
Together.
你们做儿女的要在主里
敬从父母，这是理所
当然的。这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和
启示养
育他们。我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you.
阿爸天父啊，我们赞美你。
And Abba Father, we praise you.
我们早上你的儿女齐聚在你自己的脚前。
This morning, the children of God comes and gather.
我们打开我们的心门，我们来赞美你，我们来感谢你。
So let us open up our heart to praise you and to worship you.
我们求你自己不断的做工在我们的身上。
We ask that you will work on us.
继续的来教导我们。
To teach us.
开我们里面的心窍
and to open up our heart to know your secrets.
早上我们特别求你把那个智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
This morning we ask that you will give us the spirit of wisdom.
好叫我们明白我们自己的身份。
So that we can understand our standings.
好叫我们也能够继续的走在讨你喜悦的道路上。
So that we may walk in your path continuously.
阿爸父啊，我们赞美你。
And Abba Father, we praise you.
我们的心向着你的宝座而去。
And our heart comes to your throne.
求你祝福我们下面所有的时间。
We ask that you will bless our time together.
愿你自己裂天而降。
So that you will come in the midst of us.
把你自己的道向我们解开。
So that you will show us your word.
让我们愚昧的心得到通达。
So that our heart can be opened and enlightened.
我们将祷告靠主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 从前有一个十岁左右的一个小孩子，他非常调皮。
There was a kid that was about 10 years old and he was naughty.
他做了一件错事，他父亲正要惩罚他。
And he just did something wrong and the father was just about to punish him.
他跟他父亲讲说，等一下，等一下。
And then the kid said, hold on.
他说你不能打我。
Don't hit me.
父亲说，我是你的父亲，我当然有资格打你。
And then the father said, I am your father and I have the right to punish you.
孩子说，你想想看。是你怎么做父亲的
And then the kid says, why don't you first think about how you are as my father?
他父亲说是啊我生了你以后我就成为父亲了
And then the father says, yes, I gave birth to you and I am your father.
他说对啊是你因为有了我你才成为父亲的
And then the kid says, yes, because of me, you become a father.
所以我比你大
So that I am the reason for you. And I am bigger than you, so you can't hit me.
这父亲一下子想不过来。
And then the father was confused.
就他免了一次打。
So that the kids did not receive his punishment that time.
可是我们是神的儿女。
But then we are the children of God.
我们不可以跟神有什么 argue.
Now, we don't have any chance to argue with God.
约伯来到神的面前就说我捂住我的口我不敢说任何的事情。
And then when Job came to our God, he covered his mouth and said, I cannot say anything bad to you.
相反的我们还要来跟神说神啊我在这里。
And then on the other hand, we should be the one that says, here I am.
欢迎你来指教我。
And we welcome that you will come and give us our lessons. And please come and teach me. So that I can become a worthy vessel. To be worthy in your house.
刚刚我们读的这一段圣经,
these Bible verses that we just read
讲到了两件事情,
talked about two different things.
提到了做儿女的,
it tells you how to behave as a children. And it also teaches us how to behave as a parent. And particularly it says that as parents. It says two things.
一方面说父亲或者母亲不要惹儿女的气。
It says father or mother, do not provoke your children to anger.
另外呢，也跟父亲讲说，你要照着主的教训来警戒养育他们。
And moreover, bring up your children in the disciplines and instructions of the Lord.
这里面讲得非常清楚。 教养儿女是父亲的事情。
It says here very clearly that teaching the children is the responsibility of the father.
犹太人跟我们中国人非常的类似。
Now, the Jews, they have very similar customs as Chinese.
就是父亲是一家之主。
Is that the father is the head of the household.
家里面所有的管理权是归在父亲的手上。
That the father controls everything in the family.
第二点，说父亲不但是做一个属灵的头。
And secondly, not only the father is supposed to be the spiritual head of the family.
而且还要担负起家里面所有的事情。
But moreover, he needs to take on the responsibility of everything concerning the family.
刚刚我们读的这段圣经里面特别讲到了父亲、母亲跟孩子中间的关系。
In the verses that we just read, it clearly tells us the relationship between the father, mother, and the children.
你仔细读一读，你会发现这里的教训是双向的。
If you read it carefully, you will see that the interaction goes both ways.
孩子要孝顺父母。
That the children should listen to the parents.
父母亲要按照神的教训来教导养育他们。
And the parents should bring up their children in the disciplines and instructions of the Lord.
用中国人的一句讲法就是说要父慈子孝。
Put it into the saying of the Chinese, the dad should be loving and the kids should be obeying.
有一个故事说到有一个人他做的事业非常的有成就。
There's a story that there's this one man, he is really successful in what he's doing.
可是他的婚姻非常的失败。
But he is a failure in his marriage.
他和他父母亲中间的关系也非常的淡薄。
And he has a really bad relationship with his parents.
可是他跟他的父亲住在同一个城市的里面。
But yet, he lives in the same city as his father.
在过去的五年中间，他只打过一次电话给他的父亲。
And in the past 5 years, the only connection between them in 5 years was one phone call.
有一天傍晚，这孩子下了班以后回到家，觉得非常的寂寞。
And one evening, this son got off work and he felt really lonely.
他就打电话给他的爸爸。
And then he gave a call to his father.
就说。 爸爸，你有没有空？我今天晚上想要跟你见面，我们聊一聊。
And he said, Dad, do you have a little time? I want to have dinner with you and have a chat with you.
可是在电话那头的父亲怎么说呢？
But then on the other end of the phone, what did the father say?
他说，我今天晚上的应酬已经排满。And
the father said, I'm sorry, but my schedule is booked.
他说，非常抱歉，我没有办法跟你见面。I'm
sorry, I don't have time to meet you, son.
这个父亲。 就把一个最好的一个机会可以跟孩子在一起的机会失去掉。
And it is at that time that the father threw away the best opportunity to mingle with his son.
神把儿女放在我们的身边。
God gave the children to us.
不但是要我们来教导我们的儿女。
God gave us a children so that we can bring them up correctly.
同时我们可以从儿女的身上我们学习到一些
And at the same time, when we are children, we learn our lessons as well.
所以神把儿女交在我们的手中，我们是有责任的。So
when God gives us our children, there is a responsibility that comes with it.
我们不要把我们的这个责任交给学校。
So how about we don't give this responsibility away to a school? Or don't give this responsibility away to the babysitter. Or don't give it to their godparents. Worst of all, don't just give that responsibility to that Sunday school teacher.
圣经上说, 师父虽有一万, 但是为父的并不多。
And he says in the Bible that there are many fathers in this world, but who are really the true fathers?
是的, 神设立了家庭。
And yes, God has established a family.
神也设立了父亲。
And God has established the head, who is the father.
为了要把管理家的这个治理家的这个责任交在父亲的肩膀上。
So that this father will carry the burden of the whole family.
所以我们在座的所有做父亲的，我们不要推卸我们的责任。
So how about all the fathers that are in the midst of us? Don't give this responsibility away.
我们要使用神赐给我们的权柄。
And let's use this power that God has given us.
来执行主的教训。
This authority that He has given us, and to do His work.
治理自己的家。
And to take care of our own families.
那做姐妹或者做母亲的要怎么办呢?
Well, then what about the sisters who are the mothers?
我们可以向神求给我们聪明给我们智慧。
And the sisters, we can all pray that God will give us wisdom.
和自己的丈夫彼此配搭。
That the mother and the father will work together.
特别在管教孩子的上面要步调一致。
Especially in bringing up the children.
照着神的旨意来管理。
So that in together they will have the united mind to bring up the kids in the instructions of the Lord.
如果我们这样做，我们的儿女们是得到了双倍的福气。Now,
if we do it this way, then our children will receive two times the blessings.
圣经中我讲了有很多很多的例子，我今天只举三个例子来给你们来大概的描述一下父亲。
Now in the Bible, there are many, many examples of fathership, but I chose these three examples to show you.
其中有一个是不好的夫妻，有两个是好的夫妻。
Now out of these three fathers, one is a bad example, but the other two are good examples.
我们盼望从他们的身上，我们可以学到一点教训，学到一点方法，怎么样来祝福我们的孩子们。
So I hope that through these three examples, we can learn what to do and what not to do.
第一个是以利,
the first one is Eli.
以利是一位非常纵容孩子的父亲。
Eli is a father who spoiled his kids.
圣经上记载说他年纪老迈的时候,
now in the Bible it says when Eli was in his old age,
他听到他两个儿子在以色列众人的那些事情,
he heard about the bad things that his two sons did to the people of the Israelites.
说他的孩子在 这个聚会幕的门口与这些女人苟合。
And how his two sons committed adultery with the woman who served in the house of God.
他没有加以制止。
And how Eli did not bother to stop his son.
他只说了一句话，他说, 你们为什么行这样的事情呢?
And the only thing that Eli said to his two sons is, why did you two do those things?
我从这些百姓的 口中我听到你们一些恶事的风声,
that from the rumors of the people, I heard of the things that you two have done.
他讲的最重的一句话就是说, 我儿啊, 不可以这样。
And then the only thing that he ever said to his two sons is, sons, do not do this.
你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。
That now you guys have committed sins before God.
以利知道他孩子犯了罪。
Now Eli knew very well what his sons did.
但他 居然没有采取任何的行动,
but Eli didn't do anything to stop them.
去制止他, 去管教他,
to punish them or to tell them what's right to do.
为什么?
Now what? Why did not he do that?
因为他尊重他自己的儿子过于尊重神。
Because Eli respects what their sons want to do more than what the Lord wants them to do.
如果以利真的把神
Now, if Eli truly puts God as his first place,
他不光是自己不犯罪, 看到自己的孩子犯罪的时候,
now, not only would he follow the Lord's command, but he would make sure his children follow the Lord's command as well. Now, Eli is a father who spoils his children.
第二个我讲到约伯。
And the second example is Job.
约伯是一个敬畏神的一个父亲。
Now Job is a faithful father.
圣经说他每天天天为他自己的孩子们祷告。
And in the Bible, it says that Job would raise up early every morning to pray for his children.
在约伯记里面说，他有一天有一个宴席，那个宴席的日子过了以后。
And in Job, it says that there's one day there's a feasting.
约伯就打发人就叫他们的儿子们说，你们要自洁。
And then Job would tell his children that they will have to consecrate themselves.
然后他清早起来也按照自己家人那个人数去献祭。
And he would raise up early in the morning and offer the burnt offerings according to the number of his family.
圣经上记载说他恐怕他的儿子们犯了罪，心中去掉神。
Because Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, so he wanted to offer the offerings for them.
约伯对圣洁的观念非常的重视。
Now Job has a very clear understanding of righteousness.
他天天为着他们孩子们献祭。
So every day he would offer burnt offerings for his children.
因为他怕他这些孩子们天天走在这个世界的上面沾染了污秽。
Because just in case if his children committed sins, Job has them covered.
所以约伯除了为自己献祭以外，也为自己的孩子们献燔祭。
So not only Job would offer burnt offering for himself, but for every one of his children.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们多少人天天为着自己的孩子们在里面祷告。
Brothers and sisters, as parents, I don't know how many of you actually pray for your children every day.
我们每一个主日，我们都来到教会。
And I say that maybe every Sunday we come together.
我们来敬拜神。
We come and worship our Lord.
我们来歌颂神。
We come and sing songs to God.
但是在日常的生活中，你有没有也把孩子带到神的面前？
But in our daily life, do we lead our own children to God?
如果有的话，你应该天天为他们祷告。
If so, then I ask that you would pray for your children every day.
约伯敬畏神。
For Job respects God.
他时常警醒在神的面前。
And he would be watchful every day before God.
他不但吩咐他的孩子们说你们要自洁。
Not only he would tell the children to consecrate themselves.
他还主动地为他们献祭。
But moreover, he would offer burnt offerings for his children.
他心里面有一个惧怕。
Because in his heart there's this fear.
他惧怕他的孩子们离弃了神。
A fear that his children will depart from God.
我们在座的很多父母亲都是怕孩子在学校的功课不好。
Now maybe a lot of parents among us, they're fear that their kids won't receive a good grade.
他要参加一个比赛，不管是钢琴比赛也好，什么比赛也好，又怕他失败。
And maybe they won't become winners in whatever they participate in.
但是很少人是为了他们的灵命在神的面前说，我恐怕他们离开了神。
But maybe only very few of us are in fear that our children would depart from God.
有一次我在开车，我打开了收音机在那边听新闻。
One day I was driving and I was listening to the radio on the news.
他们讲到加州最近在讨论那个同性恋的法案。
And then he was just talking about the homosexual marriage in the state of California.
在加州我们有知道，我们知道有那个众议院还有参议院啊，这个加州州政府是有两院，有上院下院。
And we know that in the state of California, there's the Congress and there's the Senate.
他们在下院的时候就在争执一件事情，在讨论一件事情。
And in the Congress, they will be discussing this issue.
他那个问题在哪里？怎么说呢？
They will be debating and what is the issue?
他说这个将来的厕所啊，是男厕所还是女汉女厕所，对不对？
And he says, well, just like restrooms, we're going to have the male section and the female section.
但是我这个如果有一个人是同性恋，
But if there is a homosexual person,
他外表穿得像一个男生，
Now he dresses like a man.
可是他里面是一个女生，
But inside of him, he thinks that he is a girl.
他要去男厕所呢，还是去女厕所？
Now is she going to go into the male side or the female side?
结果他们的争论在哪里呢？
So what were they debating?
他们是真正说，如果这个人觉得他今天是男生，他应该去男厕所。
And then the fine, the conclusion of the debate is that if a person thinks that he is a man, then he goes into the male side. But on the other hand, if today he thinks that he is a female, then he will walk into the female side. So we can no longer tell by his physical or her physical appearance, he or she gets to decide what she or she wants to do.
弟兄姐妹们，我听到这个以后，我非常非常的担心，非常非常的害怕。
Now, brothers and sisters, I tell you, after I heard this, I am in great fear.
我们的孩子们将来要面对怎么样的一个世界？
Now, this is the future that our children will go into.
是非不分，男女不分。
A world where we can no longer tell men and women apart.
我们真的要好好的为他们祷告。
So how about we pray for them?
不但我们自己警醒,
not only we become watchful and alert,
过一个圣洁的生活,
to live a righteous life,
我们还要天天为着我们的孩子们提名祷告在神的面前,
but moreover, we should pray for them by their names every day before our Lord.
第三个例子是讲到亚伯拉罕,
and our third example is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他是一个为孩子预备环境的父亲。
And Abraham is someone who prepared his sons for any conditions.
在创世纪24章1到3节那边说, 亚伯拉罕的年纪老迈。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 23, it says Abraham is now of an old age.
神在一切的事情上祝福亚伯拉罕。
And God has blessed Abraham in all that he does.
亚伯拉罕对他管理他家的一个老仆人说,
So Abraham told one of his old servants,
他说我叫你 去迦南地，不要在迦南地为我的孩子娶妻。
And then he said, I do not want my son to marry someone from the land of Canaan.
你去，你回到我自己的父家。So
I want you to go back to our homeland.
在那里找一个女子来为我的孩子以撒为妻。
And in that homeland, find a woman for my son Isaac to marry to.
他不想让他自己的孩子跟迦南的女子结婚。
Because Abraham does not want his son to find a woman in Canaan.
他为什么这样做？
Now, why did he do that?
他不是为了要保持他的血统关系。
Not because he wants to keep his bloodline.
他也不是为了要他有一些什么民族主义。 他说我是犹太人，所以我要找犹太人。 不是的。
And not because he has a superiority of the Jewish traditions.
他是为了要信仰的关系。
But then he is doing it based on his religious belief.
他的心是看见了神的国，神的家。
How Abraham sees the kingdom and the house of God.
他看重他的信仰，超过了所有的婚姻。
And he values his religious belief more than anything of this world. Because the people of Canaan, they worship the false god. So if Isaac ended up marrying one of the people of Canaan, then maybe Isaac will become corrupted and lose the faith of God. And then all his descendants will now worship false idols.
在旧约里面，父亲是在一个家里面是代表神的。
In the Old Testament, the figure of a father represents God.
在新约里面，丈夫是妻子的头，也是一家的家长。
And in the New Testament, the husband is the head of the wife, and who is also the head of the family.
所以，一个做父亲的。 他不但是一个家的家长，而且他有责任要把所有属灵的产业、属灵的观念都要来传承给下一代。
So as a father himself, the responsibility is more than just taking care of all the burdens, but to pass on the spiritual knowledge to his descendants.
第二个，父亲的一个形象或者父亲的画像。
Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about is the image of a father.
我们说了约伯, 我们也说了亚伯拉罕。
We talk about Job, and we talk about Abraham.
他们两个都是好父亲。
Now, they are both great fathers.
在他们身上, 我们发现了几个非常宝贝的东西。
And through their life, we see a couple of things that we should learn from.
第一个, 他们用身教重于他们的言教。
The first thing is that they would lead by examples.
约伯和亚伯拉罕都以身作则来影响他们自己的儿女们。
For both Job and Abraham, they lead by doing examples.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕非常伟大的一件事情，他就是在亚摩利山要把他的儿子献给神。
And we know that one really famous thing that Abraham did is that on the Mount of Ammonites, he offered up his son Isaac.
我们知道大约推算下，那个时候以撒大概15岁左右。
And then if we do our calculations, Isaac would be about 15 years old at that time.
可是以撒完全的顺服他的父亲。
But even at the age of 15 years old, Isaac chose to be disciplined and be bounded by his father.
当亚伯拉罕要献以撒的时候，到了那个山顶，结果以撒跟亚伯拉罕说什么呢？他说火和柴都有了。但是那献祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
So when we're in the top of the mountain, when Abraham was just about to offer up Isaac to God, Isaac only asked, "We have the fire. Where is the offering?"
如果你是父亲，如果你是亚伯拉罕，你的心是不是像刀割一样？
Now, if you were the father, Abraham, at that time, how would you feel when your son asked you, "So where is the offering?"
可是亚伯拉罕向着父神是完全的。
But then Abraham has this complete faith to God.
因为他向着父是完全的，所以他的儿子向他也是完全的顺服。
It's because how Abraham has this complete faith to God, Isaac also has this complete obedience to his father.
亚伯拉罕把他完全顺服的这个心传承了给以撒。
So one thing we can see that is that Abraham having this complete faithful heart passed this on to Isaac as well.
后来我们也知道以撒后来在迦南地那边挖井挖水井。
Then later on we know how Isaac would dig up many wells.
他跟腓力斯人他们他宁可 吃亏也不愿意跟腓力斯人在那里争竞。
And how Isaac would rather give up his wells to the Philistines than to get into arguments and wars with them.
这些都是亚伯拉罕以身作则身教重于言教的这个影响。
And these are all direct results from Abraham when Abraham showed Isaac how to live his own life.
当然亚伯拉罕两次说谎对不对他有两次说谎称他的妻子为妹子对不对
Yes, there are two times when Abraham actually lied and called his wife his sister.
结果以撒也有样学样。
Then we will see that Isaac would commit the same mistake.
有次有一个醉汉在他在一个下雪的冬天他家里面的酒用完了。
There is one time, there is this man who always gets drunk in a winter time, he has finished all his liquor.
他里面的酒虫实在忍不住了他必须要越过雪地到很远的地方去买酒。
And now how he has finished all his liquor, how he wants some more, and he has to walk.Through this winter time to get some more liquor.
当他出门不久，他就听到后面好像有人跟着他。
And then after he's left his house, he starts hearing footsteps behind him.
结果他回头一看，就是他的儿子。
And then he turned and he saw his son.
他走一步，他的儿子就跟一步。
He would take a step and his son would walk another step with him.
他这个时候就想，如果将来我的儿子也跟我一样就这样酗酒的话不是一辈子就完了吗
And then this, he said, if my son grows up to be just like me, to be such an addict to alcohol, how would I live his life?
所以说他就赶快回头。
So at that time, the father chose to turn back to his house.
弟兄姊妹我们要以身作则。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn to lead by an example.
我们做的任何事情我们的孩子都看得一清二楚。
For I tell you that whatever you do, your children will see it and follow you.
第二个宝贝我们看到了是约伯的敬畏神。
And then the second thing that we should notice is how Job is always fearing God.
约伯注重圣洁的生活。
For Job cares a lot about a righteous life.
他也吩咐他的仆人告诉他的孩子们说你们要自洁。
And then he would tell his servant to tell his children that they have to consecrate themselves.
因为他知道圣洁是讨神喜悦的。
Because he knows that being righteous is what favors God. And to be righteous leads a good path to God. If we truly believe that our God is true, if we truly love our God, if we truly are respectful and be fear of our Lord, then we will lead our children to walk a righteous path. And we will lead our children to walk in a path that God favors. Now Eli is completely on the opposite side. How Eli, he served God himself. And he knows God and God's command. But yet, he failed to pass on his knowledge to his two sons. And yes, Eli knows very well that his two sons committed great sins. But yet, he did not do anything to stop them.
结果呢,
so now, as a result, God has given his punishment to all their descendants.
第三个宝贝是他们是一个负责的父亲。
Now, the third thing that we should notice between Job and Abraham is that they are very responsible fathers.
神给我们做父亲的一个责任不是一时的,乃是一生的责任。
Now, God wants us to know that the responsibility of a father lasts a lifetime.
有很多人,我想你们都听过,说,哎呀, 他说,我再过几年,我的孩子就上大学了。
I think every one of us have heard that some father would say, in a couple of years, my sons are going to go into college.
或者有些人说,再过两三年,我的孩子就大学毕业,我的责任就了了。
Or maybe some of the fathers would say, hey, in a couple of years, my kids are going to be graduating from college, and my responsibility is done.
但是也有听过一些人,说,你孩子现在都大了吗?
And then there's other fathers that would say, how have your kids grown up yet?
你可以轻松,
now maybe it's time for you to start relaxing and enjoy your own life.
那有些人就给你回答说,
and then some good fathers would say that it's a lifetime responsibility. Maybe after our sons grow up, then I have my grandsons.
其实做父母的不但是来养育我们自己的孩子,
because as parents, we do more than just feeding our kids.
更重要的是要来教导他们,
but more importantly, we're here to teach our kids.
做父母的要怎么样来教导孩子呢?
So how do we as parents teach our kids?
特别我们基督徒我们都知道要照着神的方法来管教我们的孩子。
And I tell you that as Christians, we have to bring them up in the disciplines and instructions of the Lord.
我们巴不得让他们每一个都敬畏神,都爱神。
How we long for that every one of them will grow up in the house of God.
虽然孩子长大了,
even though they might have grown up,
但是我们的责任没有完。
But I tell you that our responsibility is not done.
我们要不断地为他们祷告。
That we should still pray for them continuously.
我们知道他们是神托付给我们要管理的产业。
Because we know that our children are the inheritance that God has given us.
我们做父亲的要学几件事情。
So as a father, there's a couple of things that we need to learn to do.
刚刚我们的弟兄也分享母亲节还有父亲节。
And then brother just talk to us about how there is Mother's Day and there is Father's Day.
其实比起母亲节来说,
but I tell you that comparing the people that celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, not that many people celebrate Father's Day.
就拿, 那个节日来说, 美国是今天, 台湾是8月8号。
And I just tell you that right now, the Father's Day itself is today in the US, but it is in August in Taiwan.
我相信很多人今天坐进来之前还可能不知道今天是父亲节。
And I'll tell you that maybe many of us walking today didn't know that it's actually Father's Day.
也许看到节目单以后才发现,哦,原来今天是父亲节。
And maybe you only find out about that today is Father's Day after you read a bulletin.
所以你可以知道父亲的角色
So I tell you that a lot of people actually neglect the positions of a father.
中国人，中国的传统认为父慈子孝。
Now, in the Chinese traditions, we think that there should be a loving father and there should be an obedient son.
但是对父母呢，他们是说严父慈母。
But then also, there's another saying that the dad is always commanding and the mom is always loving.
父亲的责任不光是要来维持家计，我来赚钱养家活口。
But I tell you that as a father, it's more than just bringing in money and feeding the family.
父亲还是一家威严的一个象征。
But also, the father is the authority figure of the family.
所以一般中国的孩子们对父亲都是毕恭毕敬。
So I said a lot of children, they will look at the father in fear.
中国的父母亲，特别是父亲，是一副严肃的脸孔。
And then I tell you that the father's figure, the image, should always be demanding.
孩子们看到了父亲，都是躲得远远的。
And then thought that the kids will always be in fear of their father.
没有错，中国这种父亲还有许许多多的孝子。
And then I tell you that it is this father figure that has so many good kids coming up.
我们知道有24孝，最少有24孝，对不对？
And I tell you that there's 24 different things that you have to do to be a good son.
但是我们却要非常的承认一件事情，是这个严父的这个文化或者这个形象是不完美的。
But then I tell you that just being a demanding and authoritative father is not enough.
有许多改进的空间。
And there's a lot of things that we need to learn how to do as a father.
曾经我服侍过一些弟兄们。
Now, I have had chances to serve with some other brothers.
大部分这些弟兄们都生长在这种严父的家庭。
And a lot of these brothers, they grew up having an authoritative father.
从他们见证分享里面，我发现 他们有的时候很想跟父亲有一个好的关系。
Now, a lot of times when they share, I find out that these brothers, they want to have a close relationship with the father.
可是父亲那一面呢?
But yet, on the father's side,
他有尊严,
he is aloof.
他是讲礼数,
and then he is the one who is always telling you what to do.
自己有自己的形象,
and he has his own image to keep.
孩子一看就不敢向前了。
So isolated that the kids would not dare to come too close.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的上一代我们没有办法改变。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's too late now to change the generations before us.
但是我们可以从我们这一代开始。
But it's always time for us to change ourselves.
主动的采取一个 一个态度来改善这个关系。
So how about as fathers, we can actively change our attitude?
我们在座的做父亲的有没有愿不愿意改善这种关系？
Now, as all the fathers among us, are you willing to change your attitude?
如果愿意，你举下手。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
第一个，我们要学习跟孩子说：“孩子，我爱你。”
So the first thing we need to learn to do is say, "I love you, my son."
成千上万的父亲 从来没有向自己的孩子说一句我爱你。
How thousands and thousands and thousands of fathers will never say those three words.
是不是他们不爱孩子呢?
Now, does that mean that they don't love their children?
不是的。
Absolutely not.
是不是他们跟孩子中间有矛盾呢?
Now, is it because the kids are in conflict with their kids?
也不是的。
Absolutely not.
可是 无形中就有一个包袱在他们的身上。
But that at many times there's this invisible constraint bounding the fathers.
一方面他们要维持自己的尊严。
That they want to keep their own image.
一方面他们又想要改善和自己孩子中间的关系。
But then on the other hand, they also desire to have a good relationship with their children.
他里面在打仗。
So now inside of them, there's these two school of thoughts.
最后他说我还是维持尊严比较好。
And usually, they would want to keep their figure of being the strong man and not of the man of love.
就牺牲了自己和孩子可以改善的一个空间。
And they would give up the opportunity to be closer to their kids.
中国的家庭有一个特征，就是大部分是男主外，女主内。
Now in the Chinese families, usually the fathers go work and then go work outside, and the mom would work in the family.
所以男孩子在成长的过程中间,
So that as boys growing up,
they're
trained to be this strong figure.
他不可以轻易地表露出你自己里面真正的感觉。
A strong figure who doesn't show any emotions.
因为他们认为动感情是弱者的表现。
Because they feel that if you show your emotions, you become vulnerable.
我在大学的时候曾经学过一点点日文。
So when I was in college, I learned a little bit of Japanese.
那个老师教我们。
And the teacher taught us.
那个老师是女老师。那个老师教给我们的时候，他说你们男生念这个字的时候应该这样念。
Now the female teacher would tell us when you are going to pronounce this one word, you have to say it a particular way.
我们女生是念这样的方法。Now
as girls, we say it this way.
那个男生念出来就是雄赳赳、气昂昂的样子。But
as men, when you say it, you have to say it with a strong voice.
从小男孩子就被教导成你们要强壮。Growing
up as boys, you are trained to be strong.
你不可以有感情。And
not to show your emotion.
对人不可以随便的相信。Not
trust people easily to become vulnerable.
所以男孩子长大的时候都不知道什么叫做温和的话。So
after boys become men, they now lost their abilities to show the feelings.
更很难进入别人那种感情的世界里面。And
moreover, they can never understand the other people's perspective through the emotions.
我成长的一个家庭是一个典型的中国家庭。Now,
in the family that I grew up, it was really traditional Chinese.
我有一个姐姐，我有一个妹妹。I
have an older sister and I have a younger sister.
我是家中唯一的男孩子。And
I'm the only boy in the house.
我从小就被教导一件事情。Now,
the one thing that they keep on teaching me when I was growing up,
姐妹中间的所有的争执，你不要参与。
Is that any conflicts between your older and younger sisters, stay away from it.
他们有打仗，你要在外面。
If they get into a fight, you walk out.
如果我不小心被卷入这个口角或者冲突的里面。
If somehow I am involved in the conflicts,
父母就告诉我一件事情。
Then my parents would say this to me.
你要让步，你要忍耐，你要学习逆来顺受。
And then he says, as a boy, you are supposed to be the most tolerant and you have to understand them.
事实上,我里面也有感觉的。But
in fact, I want to tell them that I have emotions too.
我的感情也是很丰富的。That
I am also very emotional.
我也需要被人家爱。And
I need to be loved and be understood as well.
但是由于传统,由于文化,我被训练成为一个硬汉一样的。
But then, due to my traditions and my family value, I was brought up to be a strong man. Now, carry that is most likely true for all Chinese boys.
有泪不轻弹,
that they would not shed the tear easily.
打落牙齿和水吞,
and if our teeth is knocked out, we would swallow it.
完全地抹杀了我们里面那个丰富的感情。
And we are trained not to show any of our emotions.
今天我们做父亲的可以扭转这个趋势。
But today I tell you as fathers, you can change that.
你可以开始对你自己的孩子说，孩子，我爱你。
You can start by showing your emotion and tell your children that you love them.
如果你家里有男孩子,
if you have boys in your family,
不要用你父亲教导你的方法来再来教导他们了。
Don't use the same method to bring them up.
你要知道他可以爱。
You have to know and understand that even as boys, they can love and be loved. Now, if you have a pet at home,
你非常发现那些小男孩,他们有爱心,他们有怜悯,他们不像我们这个样子,一条硬汉。
You could also see that even the little boys, they would like to show their love to their pets, not like you, who are a strong man, who is emotionless.
我在这里呼吁在座的所有父亲们,你们从今天开始对自己的孩子说,孩子,我爱你。
So how about as all the fathers, you go home today and you tell your children that you love them.
除了对自己旁边的人说爱以外,我们还要主动地做一件事情,我们要给他们一个拥抱。
And then hurry them more than just telling them that you love them. How about you go back and give them a hug?
当孩子小的时候,我们搂搂抱抱他,我们都没有问题。
Now when your children was young, you could hold them and carry them every places, and it's just usual. But now, if your kids is now all grown up taller than you are, now if you want to give them a hug, it become more difficult. But brothers and sisters, how about we break that distance or boundary?
从前有一个父亲非常的严肃。
Some time ago, there was a father who is always demanding. He is cold and isolated and aloof, but he wants to break this boundary. And he just wanted to give his teenager a hug. So now he has set his mind. And he has brought up his courage. And he closed his eyes. And finally, he hugged his son, who is now taller than he was. And after he has taken this first step, now the ice that was between the father and the son is now completely broken. And then he says that when he gave his son a hug, he felt this warm stream that has now connected him and his son. And the third thing that we need to learn is that we have to learn to apologize when we are wrong. Now it's easy for us as Christians to come to a heavenly Father and say, God, forgive us. That I am a sinner and I need you to forgive me.
可是我们好难, 在自己的家人,
but yet, on the other hand, it becomes insanely difficult for us to apologize to the people around us.
孩子小的时候,
now, when the kids were young, we would never tell them that we were wrong.
我们认错,
because you would say that even if I tell them sorry, he wouldn't understand.
等到长大了以后,
but now, after the kids are grown up, yet the parents still never apologize. Because we want to save face.
我们真的应该要，如果我们真的错了，我们真的应该诚诚实实来到孩子的面前，鼓起勇气说孩子对不起。
But I tell you that if truly, if you are at fault, you should apologize to your children and make sure that they understand.
有一次有一个父亲对孩子发错了脾气。
Now there was one time that the parents blamed the kids wrongfully.
当他向孩子说，孩子，求你来原谅我。
And then when the father find out and came to his son and says, Son, please forgive me.
我对不起你。
That it is my mistake.
这三个字，对不起。
And the word that I am sorry,
他说,
just like a burden that is 10,000 pounds. And it took the father a great effort to say those three words.
他后来告诉我们,
and later on, the father told us,
他说,
that I tell you that those three words, I am sorry, is just like a bomb.
炸毁了我所有的尊严,
it is a bomb that has now destroyed all my dignity.
也炸毁了那个金字招牌，天下无不是的父母的金字招牌。
And it also broken the banner that says the parents are never wrong.
这些都炸掉了。
Now all those things are now in the past.
从那天开始，他跟他孩子中间的关系就越来越好，越来越好。
Now on that day, after all the boundaries are now bombed away, he can now grow the relationship with his son.
一个诚实的父亲 对孩子们的教养的责任不光是在物质上面的供应。
I tell you that as a father, it is a lot more than just putting food on the table.
更重要的是在属灵的事上。
But more importantly, how do you lead your children spiritually?
在孩子们成长的过程中，如果父亲缺席的话，
now, when the children growing up, if the father is always absent,
造成的那个损失无法估计。
Then the loss is invaluable.
其实孩子们在成长的过程中，他们的下意识里面，他们都在寻找一个model，寻找一个榜样。
In fact, I tell you that as the kids are growing up, they always are looking for a role model.
男孩子也在找父亲的模样，女孩子也在找父亲的模样。
And as the boys are looking for a father figure, so are the girls.
如果父亲缺席，常常不在家的话，
now,
这些孩子找不到这个 model.
Now, if the fathers are always absent in their life, then the kids will no longer have a role model.
或者父亲也在家，可是父亲没有这样子的以身作则的这个 model.
Or maybe the fathers are home, but they do not lead as an example.
结果呢，他们就到外面去找。
Then at the end, the kids will go outside and find other role models.
如果很幸运，他可能在学校找到老师为他的 model， 或者找到了校长成为他的 model.
Maybe if they're lucky, they could find a good teacher or a good principal to be their role model.
啊，有的时候他在教会里面找到属灵的长辈作为他的 model.
Or maybe if they're lucky, they will come to a church and find a good brother or sister as their role model.
这是好的一面。
Now that's if they were lucky.
如果 如果他不来教会，或者在学校里面找不到这样的 model 的话，
now if they don't come to church or if they can't find a role model at school，
结果他发现那个帮派的老大不错，
maybe they would meet a head of a gangster member，
他跟那个老大一接触，他发现了老大身上有他要的东西，
maybe they want the gangster lord to be their role model，
老大会照顾他。
Because that gangster lord always took care of his youth.
有人欺负他，这个老大说，我来帮你打抱不平。
Whoever wants to come and fight with the gang, the head would always step up.
让他有安全感。
As a person who will always protect his own people.
这个老大是他心目中的父亲。
Maybe this gangster is now his role model.
弟兄姐妹，如果是这样的话，不是很糟糕吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, wouldn't that be very unlucky?
那女孩子呢?
Now what about the girls?
女孩子也在找父亲的形象。
Now the girls, they also need a father figure to be a role model.
如果父亲缺席的话, 她又到外面去找。
And if the father were never there, then the girls would have to find others as role models.
可能找到男老师。
Maybe they'll find a teacher.
可能在社会中间找到了一些男士。
Maybe they'll find some man in the society.
甚至于她找到一些比她年龄还小的男士。
Or maybe the girls will find someone that is younger than them to be their own father figure.
我们打开报纸，我们可以常常看到有这些非常离谱的一些新闻。
If you read the newspapers, there is a lot of incidents that are weird.
都是因为父亲失职。
And I tell you that it is all because the father was never there.
造成了整个社会这些扭曲的现象。
So that this society is now corrupted.
有一个父亲下了班以后回到家里面。
There was a father, after work he came home.
他看到自己的孩子，看到自己的儿子，看以后，觉得哎很奇怪，这儿子怎么今天好像跟往常不一样。
And then he saw his son and thought, hey, he looks a little different today.
可是他也一下也不知道是什么原因。
But the father didn't notice what was different.
就接下来就吃晚饭。
And then after dinner,
吃完晚饭，他就跟他一起做功课。
After dinner, the father would sit together with the son to do homework together.
面对面的跟这个孩子坐在一起。
And he would sit in front of his son face to face.
他发现这孩子的左边的眉毛没了。
And he realized that his son lost his left eyebrow.
他就问那个孩子说，哎，你怎么眉毛没了呢？
And then he said, what did you do to your eyebrow?
结果孩子告诉他。
And then the son said,
他就发现他天天在刮胡子。
He said, the father would shave every day.
这孩子想要学父亲。
And the sons want to learn.
他没胡子。
But then he did not have any mustache.
他就把眉毛刮掉。
So that the son shaved off his eyebrow.
你知道，缺了一个眉毛看起来很奇怪。
Now losing one eyebrow would sure looks funny.
兄姊妹，父亲的这个位置对孩子的影响是看不见，但是影响却是非常的大。
My brothers and sisters, I tell you that the importance of a father figure in a family is tremendous.
如果你是父亲,
if you are a father,
如果你失职的话,
if you have a son,
我可以确定告诉你一件事情,
then I tell you one thing for a fact,
你会终身的遗憾,
that if you lose your son, it will be the regretful thing for your life.
保罗说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
So Paul says that you guys need to follow me just like how I follow Christ.
我们都认识基督，我们都认识天父。
Now we all know who Christ is.
我们有的人也在各样事情上，我们来服侍我们的神。
And how we all serve this same Lord.
我们有这样的心很好。
Now it's good that we have this mindset.
求神更多的赐给我们做一个合神心意的父亲。
Now, but then let's ask the Lord to give us more wisdom to be a good father.
最后我来祝在座所有的父亲父亲节快乐。
And as a conclusion, Happy Father's Day.
我们再唱那首诗歌。
Let's sing Psalm 39 again. Psalm 39.
我们唱第三节跟第四节。
Stanzas 3 and 4.
Bye.